Back now with Day to Day. On the London Stock Exchange today, one of the best performing companies was the stock exchange itself. Shares in the company that runs the British market leaped by more than 25% in early trading. The source of all the excitement was a takeover bid from this side of the Atlantic. Joining us from the Marketplace Bureau in London is Stephen Beard. Stephen, NASDAQ made a bid for the London Exchange on Friday, but that was rejected. So I guess investors are expecting another offer.
They certainly seem to be, yes. NASDAQ offered $4.2 billion in cash. The London Exchange dismissed that as inadequate. This morning, the market value of the exchange was nudging $5 billion. So, yes, the feeling seems to be there could be another bid on its way.
Maybe from the New York Stock Exchange.
That's what shareholders here are hoping. The London Stock Exchange, in fact, would be quite a prize for New York. The NYSE is the world's biggest stock market overall, but London is more global. It has a bigger listing of international companies than Wall Street. It's profitable. If it was taken over by the NYSE, it would be a pretty formidable combination, offering all sorts of opportunities to cut costs and offer a better service on both sides of the Atlantic.
But you say it's doing very well, it's profitable, so why is it for sale?
Well, this is a really interesting question. In recent years, we've had rival exchanges across Europe in Sweden, France and Germany. They've all bid for London. Even an Australian bank has tried to get in on the act and take over the London Exchange. Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment thinks British companies, like the London Exchange, are a target because there just isn't the opposition to foreign takeovers here that one encounters in many other countries.
They regard themselves as being open for these bids, as opposed to the other exchanges, which would have a far more xenophobic attitude if anyone tried to have a go at them. So London does find itself quite exposed.
Andy makes the point that the UK is an open trading economy. It's more open than most to foreign takeovers. He points out, for example, there was the firestorm in the US over the Dubai Ports World takeover, but there was hardly a murmur of protest here, even though P&O is a venerable British company and even though it runs major port facilities in the UK.
And there's no anxiety there about the possibility of the London Stock Exchange being operated by a foreign firm?
U.S. corporate governance rules are the only worry. The Sarbanes-Oxley law, it's so tough, it's frightened a number of international companies away from listing in New York, and they've come here to London instead. Now, the worry is that an American takeover of the London Exchange might bring those rules into force here, and that would be very bad for the international listing business here in London.
All right, Stephen, and coming up later today?
Coming up later today, more about that story, the takeover target, London as a takeover target.
All right, good. Thank you, Stephen, from Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.